So, tonight's sermon is called Witnesses. You'll find out why in a minute. Our question is, where does Jesus call us to be witnesses to? And we talked about the fact that it expands out from where we are through greater and greater distances. Now, the background of this was Jesus had been with the disciples after his resurrection. And he was now about to return to heaven. And so he was trying to tell them the most important thing. Now, you will remember, if you've read the very end of Matthew, that's where we get the thing about make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And all this, right? Well, this is more of that. And it's kind of Luke's version of it that he didn't put into the end of his gospel. So, we're looking at Acts 1:4-8. I try to make my scriptures smaller now because Pat doesn't like it if she can't get the whole thing on the bulletin. While he was together with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father's promise. This, he said, is what you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time? He said to them, it's not for you to know times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, all Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us to understand it, and then help us to fulfill it. In Jesus' name, amen. So, he tells them to stay in Jerusalem. Now, one of the things that Jesus had done, and they knew it, was when they were in Samaria, the woman at the well asked him, is this the place to worship God? Because you Jews think it's at your temple. And Jesus said, it's neither one of them. For God is spirit, and you will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, you need to understand the mindset of the people at the time. To them, God was in a place. He went to the temple. If you were ready to get burned to a crisp, you could go all the way in, and there's the Ark of the Covenant, and God was there. But you can't be in the presence of God. You're not going to make it. The only one who can was the high priest once a year, and he better have a bucket of blood to put on the mercy seat. But Jesus is saying God is not at a place. God is everywhere. God is spirit. And you worship him in spirit and in truth. So he wants them to stay in Jerusalem because that's where they thought God was. But when the time came and the Holy Spirit came upon them, which was actually in Acts 2, which you may remember there was a Christian group was called Second Chapter of Acts. That's when the Holy Spirit came upon everybody, right? And so once it had come upon them, then all of a sudden they understood. They got it. God is not in a place. God is everywhere. And his spirit is everywhere. We can access him anytime we want to. So he tells them to stay in Jerusalem and wait to receive the Holy Spirit. Second chapter of Acts, they got the Holy Spirit. So they then ask him, are you going to restore the kingdom? You see, remember, I've preached a couple of times about the misunderstanding here. They thought Messiah was the return of, essentially, King David. Would be in David's line, one of David's descendants. He would be channeling David, and he'd be acting like David, and he'll take over the world. And Jesus is telling them, no, you gotta wait, guys. That's not how this works. So he says, don't worry about it. Just wait. You'll get the Holy Spirit, and then you'll start to understand what's going on. But he tells them they're going to be witnesses. Now, the idea was to spread the word about Jesus to the entire world. Here we are in Jerusalem, and that's where anybody knows. Perhaps various parts of Judea and maybe up north in Caesarea and all that kind of stuff. But essentially, this is the only place that knows about Jesus. The Romans have probably sent back word that there's this crazy man going about preaching and telling about all this stuff, and we don't think he's a big problem because he's crazy. But Jesus is saying, you need to spread this all over the world. And of course, to them, that might have been getting into Europe, maybe a little bit off into the Middle East. They hadn't really come in contact with the Far East yet. They didn't understand that there was a lot of world out there to go find. So they're going to tell the world, but he gave them an order of doing it in. He said, you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, because that's where you are now. And then you're going to be my witnesses in Judea and Samaria, because that was the rest of the areas that were thought of as the kingdom of Israel. Samaria was what was left of the northern kingdom. Judea was what was left of Judah. He says, and then to the ends of the earth. You see, he is coming back. And he wanted them to know that. I want you to tell everybody about me because I'm coming back, guys. So what is our directive now? Well, our directive is to be filled with the Spirit, because it's not going to do you any good to go out and try to lead people to Jesus if you're not filled with the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit leads people to Jesus. We just tell them about Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit that actually puts it on their heart to give his life to Christ. Tell everybody about Jesus. Everybody you know, tell them about Jesus. Tell them they need to get into a good church, hopefully this one, and learn about Jesus. You can tell people, which people seem to feel as though is the major advantage of this church, that I don't mind if people ask questions. I love questions. Questions mean I get to get into the Word of God. And if you can give me a question I can't answer, that's the most wonderful thing in the world, because now I get to go study more and find out new things. So what is our order? Well, our order would be North King and South Snohomish counties, right around where we are, okay? We're in South Snohomish, and we kind of reach sometimes down into North King County and all this kind of stuff. We've been in North King County for a while, and then we moved up here because that's where the bikers were, and now the old Rev can't ride a motorcycle anymore, so I'm not as big a deal of chasing down bikers anymore. And then the other places that they talk about, Judea and Samaria, that would be like Washington and the Pacific Northwest. Washington, Idaho, Oregon, around in that area. Get the word out to them. Now, we may not be the ones to actually do the telling, but we can support the people who do. And then to the ends of the earth. Let me tell you, I have a pastor who was our sending pastor, and he left the Assemblies of God to come to the Southern Baptist Convention for one reason and one reason only: the cooperative program. This is the best way to fund people to go out and tell people about Jesus. And they never have to worry about, is there going to be enough money?
The missionaries. Fund the missionaries.
Right?
Funding the missionaries.
Yes. But, see, many other denominations or missionary things or whatever, they fund missionaries one at a time. And if the churches fall behind and they don't give them the money, then the people are short of money. And I have run into many international missionaries who have said, we've had to help out missionaries of other groups because their funding was short this month or whatever. But it never happens to Southern Baptist missionaries. We have the cooperative program. It's the best idea that ever was, probably the best idea that ever will be, for getting the word out about Jesus. So we need to be sure, and we are. Our tiny little church gives so much to the Northwest Baptist Convention in Puget Sound, and we give to the Annie Armstrong, we give to the Sylvia Wilson, it's not called anymore, Northwest Impact, and we give to the Lottie Moon and all this, and they're always amazed. They tell me, where did this money come from? You've got this tiny little church, where did this money come from? And I said, I have people who give to the hurts. I have people who just give openly. And we actually do a very good job of, you know, every month in the little, if you grab one of the Northwest Baptist witnesses that we bring in, if you look in the back, it will tell you about the money that was given by various churches. And there we are. It says we're in Linwood because that's where our mailing address is. But it will tell you more money than some really big churches because they're not giving at the percentages that we do.
Well, our church committed to giving 10% of our tithe
right
to the association and to the Northwest Baptist Convention, and we've been doing that the entire time.
Right.
And God is honoring that.
And we're a tiny little church that's not growing. Though we always hope we'll grow when people go out and tell about people and bring them in, we may grow. But the idea is that we have been faithful to doing what God told us to do and going to the people He told us to go to and helping people. And then they go away somewhere else because now they've got their stuff together. And He honors that by making sure. We've often looked at each other and said, where did this money come from? I don't understand. How did we get this much money? And we don't understand. But, you know, I think it's reproducing in there or something. I don't know. But
it's kind of like Jesus saving the 5,000.
But we're reaching out to the ends of the earth. Our responsibility is right around here. We need to tell everybody, like every homeless person on the face of the planet around here, come in, learn about Jesus. We'll help you as best we can. And let me tell you, if they come in here and they need a lot of help and it's going to be expensive, my friend Buddy used to always say, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. Don't worry about it. Our tiny little church has done an awful lot of helping people. Vicki is one of the biggest ones for helping us do that because she runs our outreach to help people. So, and Pat wants me to get done because she wants to give up chicken. So, remember, He is coming back. Go to Snork Tees and get the t-shirt. BRB, He is coming back. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that we've been here today. We thank You that You love us and You care about us. Help us to reach more and more and more people. And help this church to begin to grow. Not because I want a bigger church, because I want more people to know about You. Help us, Lord, to do Your will in this area. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being here, guys.